You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Colts are 33-20 on the money line. The Raiders are 10-19 and this spread is currently set at 3.5. The Colts plus 3.5, 10-11 and the Raiders minus 3.5 at 10-11. We've got two franchises here whose fortunes could be very different. The Colts are 500, but things could have been different for the Colts. They've lost some close games, and four of their games, at least this season, could have gone either way. They need to win their last two games and hope that both Tennessee and Houston lose to keep their hopes alive. And at the other end of the spectrum, you have the Oakland Raiders, who have won 8 games by a touchdown or less, and will be playing postseason football for the first time in 14 years. It shows you how fine the margins are in the National Football League, Gil.
Yeah, it's a great point. It's a very good point. And in fact, if you talk to some advanced stats guys, they will tell you that they don't think the Oakland Raiders are any better at 11-3 than the San Diego Chargers are at 5-9. So imagine that, if some people who really are smart people believe that 11-3 to 5-9, that's a pretty eye-opening statement to make. So here you have the Colts, you know, works out for one team, it just doesn't work out for the other. And that's why betting is so interesting in the NFL, because the record tends to shape opinion more than anything. Perhaps justifiably, perhaps not. In this particular matchup, the Colts 3.5-point underdogs. I'm going to perhaps go against the grain here and shock you here. I like the Colts getting the 3.5. You know, one of the things, doesn't apply necessarily directly to this game, but one of the big tenets at this time of year is, you know, the public tends to emphasize the team that needs it more, quote unquote. Really, the team is in a must-win situation. That must be the team I should bet on. Well, as my friend Dr. Bob, an American sports handicapper, likes to say, if you're in a must-win situation, you must not be that good to begin with. And I think that's a great tenet to go with. So let's keep that in mind. Last night, for instance, the Giants really needed that game against the Eagles. The Eagles have nothing to play for, and the Eagles beat them outright. So keep that in mind as we go through these games. Anyway, this particular one is not quite applicable, but it's similar in that, you know, you have a Raiders team, as you point out, they are already in. They actually are still playing for the number one seed in the playoffs. They could still win a tiebreaker against the Patriots if the Raiders win out and the Patriots go 1-1 down these final two games. Unlikely, but still a scenario we have to point out. The Colts, as you point out, to get the division, they'd have to win and have Houston and Tennessee lose. There is a scenario where they could still get a wild card, but again, let's be honest, they need the Dolphins, the Broncos, and the Ravens to all lose their final two games to get a wild card. So the Colts are really just praying here that they have a shot at the division. Derek Carr is playing with an injured right pinky finger, Dave, and that has clearly affected his play. He has had a great year, 3,705 yards passing, 25 touchdowns, just 6 picks. But in the last couple weeks, 36 of 71 for just 330 yards total. That is telling, and you'll notice that the Raiders are only operating out of the shotgun. They don't want him taking snaps directly under center because they don't want the possibility of that snap exchange hurting his finger even further. So I don't like that about the Raiders right off the top. But Andrew Luck and the Colts, they just don't lose on the road, Dave. They have won a handful of games on the road already this season. Actually, they're going for their 5th straight victory on the road this season. I really like Andrew Luck and the Colts to show up here and get the cover. You're giving me 3 and the hook. I will happily take those points.
The Colts, the player, plus 3.5 at 10-11. Are the Oakland Raiders the biggest surprise in the NFL this season, the fact that they've gone 11-3 up to this point, Gil?
Well, I think they might be the biggest surprise to the good. But I think if you're telling me what's the biggest surprise completely, I would have to say the Arizona Cardinals at 5-8-1. Now, we can look at the Cardinals right now and say, well, Gil, they suck. Duh. Yeah, but remember what we felt about the Cardinals before this season started? I mean, they were penciled in as a playoff team, if not a division winner. They were coming off another great year. Sure, they got crushed in the playoffs. But between them at 5-8-1 and the Panthers, you know, the defending NFC champions at 6-8, I think those are the biggest surprises in the NFL, even more so than the Raiders are to the good at 11-3.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.